I'm Andrea Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. As I opened my computer this week to YouTube and absent-mindedly scrolled through the topics, I saw a familiar face. I didn't recognize him at first, but then I realized it was Dr. Jeffrey Long, an oncologist I'd interviewed for Healthy Options WERU show in 2011. At the time, I was curious about near-death experiences. Stories of people who were considered clinically dead and miraculously came back to life, sometimes after several minutes. Back then, I was mostly interviewing local alternative health people, but I decided to spread my wings and go to Amazon, find the top-selling book on near-death experiences, and try to get an interview with the author. And that's how I found Long's book, Evidence of the Afterlife, The Science of Near-Death Experiences. But it took me 6 months to get an interview with Dr. Long. Why? He told me that as an oncologist, he had many patients tell him about their NDEs. That's short for near-death experiences. Then after the book came out, he was swamped with requests to speak at medical conferences because doctors didn't know how to talk to their patients about these bizarre encounters. Most patients were afraid to say anything because their doctors and families thought they were hallucinating or just plain crazy. Many NDEs take place during medical operations. Sometimes the patient flatlines with no observable life signs. Patients often report being able to look down at their own bodies from the ceiling of the operating room. Experiences include following a bright light through a tunnel and meeting dead relatives or religious figures like Jesus. Some report having a life review, which is not a judgment, but rather a time to show them how their actions have affected the emotional lives of others. Most people feel an overwhelming sense of love and oneness with the universe. In many cases, they want to stay and not go back to their body. But sometimes they're told they have to work on finishing things in this lifetime, and so they must return to their earthly bodies. A near-death experience is life-changing, even if a person might wait years to share their experience. Sometimes people discover they have psychic abilities they've never had before, and most all look at their lives from a bigger, more compassionate perspective. Dr. Long is founder of the Near Death Experience Research Foundation, with a website where people can share their experiences and meet up with others who've had similar experiences. Since I interviewed him in 2011, Dr. Long has researched over 5,000 cases of NDEs, and because of his research, doctors now have a more informed way to talk to their patients. Back in 2011, there wasn't much information on NDEs, but thanks to researchers like Jeffrey Long, who have helped remove the stigma, there are more people publicly sharing their experiences. If you don't believe me, go to YouTube. Type in near-death experience, and you'll find hundreds of NDE stories. Being open-minded about paranormal ideas like NDEs doesn't come easily to human beings. But I like to think of it like this. We tend to think of change as being outside ourselves, external changes to which we need to adjust. But I think the universe doesn't change at all. Instead, our human consciousness evolves, and we become more aware of the realities that have been around us for eternity. So, instead of thinking we have to change our perspective, maybe all we have to do is allow our consciousness to open up just a little bit more each day, and then see what happens. For Esoterica, I'm Andrea Bella. Thanks for listening.